A moment passed. Gunn! Don't come in any closer. I'm on my way out to you. Now, as to you personally, I don't like to seem to be giving orders to the Port Admiral, but it may be quite essential that you concentrate on me and think of nothing else for the next few minutes.
Right. I don't mind taking orders from you.
QX. Now we can take things a bit easier. Kinnison had so arranged matters that no one except himself could think into that stronghold, and he himself would not. He would not think into that tantalizing enigma, nor toward it, nor even of it, until he was completely ready to do so. And how many persons, I wonder, really realized just how much of a feat that was? Realized the sort of mental training required for its successful performance.
How many gamma zeta tracers can you put out, Chief?
Kinnison asked then, more conversationally. A brief consultation, then,
10, in regular use. By turning in all our spares, we can put out 60.
At 2 diameters distance, 48 fields will surround this planet at 100% overlap. Please have that many set that way. Of the other 12, set 3 to go well outside the first sphere. Say at 4 diameters out, covering the line from this planet to Lundmark's nebula. Set the last 9 to be thrown out about half a detet, as far as you can read them accurately to 1 decimal, centering on the same line. Not much overlap is necessary on these backing fields, just contact. Release nothing, of course, until I get there. And while the boys are setting things up, you might go inert. It's safe enough now. So that I can match your intrinsic velocity and come aboard.
There followed the maneuvering necessary for one inert body to approach another in space. Then Kinnison's incredible housing of steel was hauled into the airlock by means of space lines attached to magnetic clamps. The outer door of the lock closed behind him, the inner one opened, and the lensman entered the flagship. First, to the armory, where he clambered stiffly out of his small battleship and gave orders concerning its storage. Then to the control room, stretching and bending hugely as he went, in vast relief at his freedom from the narrow and irksome confinement which he had endured so long. He wanted a shower, badly. In fact, he needed one. But business came first. Of all the men in that control room, only 2 knew Kinnison personally. All knew of him, however, and as the tall, gray-clad figure entered, there was a loud, quick cheer.
"Hi, fellows, thanks!"
Kinnison waved a salute to the room as a whole.
"Hi, Port Admiral. Commandant."
He saluted Haynes and von Hottendorf as perfunctorily and greeted them as casually, as though he had last seen them an hour, instead of 10 weeks before.